Well, the other day we talked about volunteering and being a part of your community, and also kind of mentioned a little bit about the state park opportunities this weekend. Wanted to talk a little bit more about some of those options for you here this weekend as the Iowa State Parks are getting ready for their 100th anniversary next year in 2020, and they're having a statewide volunteer day tomorrow, September 28th. More than 40 parks across the state are looking for volunteers to help paint buildings and repair tables and trim branches, to plant trees, pick up litter, and do other odd jobs around the parks to spruce them up before winter. All ages are welcome to participate, and they're looking for varying levels of experience from folks as well. There are individual state park volunteer events planned at different parks around the state here this weekend, and they really hope folks will come out and lend a helping hand to assist in their local state parks. Now, some of those opportunities are right here in our neighborhood because there are some of those state parks located close by. Just taking a look at some of the different state parks and some of the opportunities they have here this weekend. At the Green Valley State Park near Creston, they are going to be meeting Saturday morning from 9 until 11 a.m., and they are hoping that folks will stop by and meet at the campground to check in, to volunteer, and then they'll clean up along the shoreline along the trail. They want to help to spruce that area up. They're asking folks, if you want to come along and help out, just bring some gloves and some water. That's all. And they're looking for maybe 10 to 15 volunteers to hopefully get that job done there at Creston at the Green Valley State Park. So again, meet at the campground, 9 to 11. They'll be doing that tomorrow. And you can call the park office there at Green Valley State Park if you have any other questions at all about that opportunity Saturday. Here at Lake Anita State Park, they're also going to be meeting at the campground from 9 to 11. They'll be doing some work. What they plan on doing tomorrow with volunteers would be adding some rock along the multi-use trail and some other spots in the park as well. And they'll also be picking up some trash. So they're asking folks, if you want to stop out and help, to bring your gloves, some hard rakes, brooms, or blowers if you have them. They are looking for 10 to 20 volunteers for that effort tomorrow. So they need 10 to 20 volunteers at Lake Anita State Park is what they'd love to have. And again, they'll be meeting at the campground 9 to 11. They'll be doing that work at Lake Anita. And again, you can contact folks with the DNR. Ann Reardon is the contact for that particular event. If you'd like to help out, you'd like to find out more information, give those folks a call or just stop on by. Also tomorrow at Lake of Three Fires at Bedford, at that state park, they're going to be meeting at the Beach Lodge at 9 o'clock, and they are going to help to stain the Beach Lodge. That's what they want to get done tomorrow. So they're asking folks to bring their old clothes and some rubber gloves as well. They're looking for about 10 volunteers to be able to help out tomorrow. So if you can do that, they'd love to see you there at the Lake of Three Fires State Park near Bedford. And again, if you have any questions there, just call the park office. They'd be happy to field those questions. At Springbrook State Park near Guthrie Center, they're going to be meeting at the park office on Saturday afternoon. They're going to have their event from 1 until 4 p.m. They're going to be doing a little work. They're going to construct some new picnic tables, and they're also going to repair and refinish the existing picnic tables that they have there at the state park. Again, they're looking for volunteers to bring some gloves and bring a water bottle as well. They would hope to have maybe about 20 volunteers to help get that job done and get it done in a reasonable time. So again, that's a meeting at the park office, 1 to 4 at Springbrook State Park near Guthrie Center tomorrow. And again, Ann Reardon with the DNR is the contact there. You can get a hold of her through the DNR. At Viking Lake State Park near Stanton, they're going to be meeting tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 a.m., and they're going to meet at the park office. And what they hope to do tomorrow is to help clean up the lake shoreline. Okay, they're going to help to clean up the shoreline there along the lake at Viking Lake State Park. And they said what to bring? Well, nothing, just maybe some water, but otherwise no special equipment will be needed. They're just hoping folks will come and help them pick up the area there along the shoreline. They're hoping to get maybe 10 to 15 volunteers for that effort tomorrow. So again, if you can stop on by from 9 to 11 a.m. there at the park near Stanton, they would love to have you. And just call the park office if you have any questions at all about that effort at the Viking Lake State Park. They'd be happy to take those calls and help you help you out as best they can as you help them out on Volunteer Day. Also here around the region at the Waubonsie State Park near Hamburg, they're going to be meeting from 10 a.m. until noon on Saturday at the Washadi Shop. And they're going to be doing some painting and some staining. They're going to paint and stain some small park structures. They also said they're going to construct a new check-in area, and they'll be replacing some picnic table boards and painting the legs. So they've got a little extra work they want to get done tomorrow. They're hoping to get maybe 10 to 20 volunteers at that location to help out the effort. And they said just wear old clothing, if you would. If you're going to come and help out, obviously painting and staining, maybe you have some paint clothes that you'd like to throw on to help out. And again, you can call the park office there at Waubonsie if you have any questions at all about that. All right, that's at Waubonsie State Park near Hamburg, 10 until noon on Saturday morning. They'll be doing some of that painting and staining and some of that handiwork there as well. Also at Lake Manawa State Park, they'll be doing their event also Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until noon, and they're going to meet at the Dream Playground at the Lake Manawa State Park there near Council Bluffs, and what they want to do is add some mulch to the Dream Playground. So that should be a fairly straightforward work there, adding some mulch to that area. So they said if you'd like to come volunteer, they're hoping to get 10 to 15 folks to stop by and help them out tomorrow. You can bring some gloves, bring some wheelbarrows if you have them, and some hard rakes to help move and shape some of that mulch. So, again, that's contact the park office if you have any questions there. That's the Lake Manawa State Park near Council Bluffs. They'll be meeting at the Dream Playground to do that work. Also at Prairie Rose State Park in Shelby County up near Harlan, they're going to be doing their event not tomorrow, but instead they're going to be doing their event on Sunday, September 29th, this Sunday. They're going to meet at 1 o'clock at the park office. And they have, they said, a variety of volunteer opportunities. In fact, they've got a pretty aggressive slate of things that they would like to accomplish on Sunday. They're hoping that maybe they could get 20 to 25 volunteers for that effort. They said just wear old clothing as far as what to bring. Just wear old clothing and stop on by on Sunday afternoon. Here's what they hope to accomplish at Prairie Rose. They said they have a variety of volunteer opportunities to fit folks' needs. Depending upon the number of volunteers that they end up with, they will begin painting the fire rings in the campground. They want to replace boards on picnic tables and restain a couple of different park structures. Also, the statewide Volunteer Day, of course, they understand is September 28th, but Prairie Rose will be hosting their volunteer activities again on Sunday. All right, that's on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Just meet at the park office there at Prairie Rose State Park near Harlan in Shelby County. Wear old clothes and help them get some of that work done, hoping for 20 to 25 volunteers. Now, if you do have any questions about that event, you can contact Corey Fangman. He's the park manager there at Prairie Rose State Park, and you can find his number or you can get him online as well. So lots of volunteer opportunities coming up here this weekend to help out some of those local state parks and spruce those up, get some important work done. There are other opportunities there with the DNR as well. I see they're looking for campground hosts. These are people who come out and just like if you like to camp, you like to meet people, then it might be a good volunteer opportunity for you because the Iowa Department of Natural Resources are looking for campground hosts to live in the state parks for the months of April through October. They help DNR staff with light maintenance duties, checking in campers, and being a resource for visitors who come out to enjoy the state parks and forests. The campground hosts are provided a free campsite while they are actively hosting during the camping season. Hosts will volunteer 20 to 40 hours per week, including weekends and holidays, while they live on site in their own camper. So the campground hosts help to work with DNR staff to ensure that campers have the best experience possible in Iowa's state parks. They help to provide a welcoming presence in the campgrounds. They act as models for other campers. They provide park information to visitors. They clean restrooms and perform light administrative or maintenance tasks. So maybe an opportunity for you there. And they also have some other opportunities as well. They're always looking for volunteers to assist with programming at different state parks. Right now, Springbrook, Walnut Woods, and Lake Anita State Parks need some of those volunteers. They said the ideal volunteers would have a teaching or science background and enjoy leading natural resources educational programming and outdoor skills training, primarily for children. The volunteers are needed at Springbrook to assist with school groups on weekdays, and also they're looking for folks in the to help out all kinds of different times during the year. There are flexible hours, and candidates have to pass a background check as well. But you can contact the DNR for more information about those programs and get yourself ready maybe for the next season starting in the spring. There are plenty of other volunteer opportunities through the DNR as well. In addition to becoming a campground host, a natural resource educator, you can also help with special events. State Lands Volunteer Program is an option, and wildlife monitoring also is an option through the Iowa DNR. So lots of opportunities to help out and keep some of those state treasures in good shape and operating well. Again, check out some of those opportunities to volunteer during the Volunteer Day, the statewide Volunteer Day on Saturday. And also at Prairie Rose State Park, they'll have their volunteer opportunity coming up this Sunday. Check those out. If you love enjoying those state park opportunities, maybe you want to help out and spruce those up just a little bit and keep those areas in great shape for folks who want to use them next. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of the outdoors here and help out here at those state parks.